You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your Hormone Harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on, and sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today. Hey guys, before we start this episode, I want to tell you about this class that I just put out on blessedandbossedup.com. So I wanted to put together something for all of you guys that are trying to figure out how to plan for your business in the new year. As many of you guys know, I have a master's in business. I have been a full-time entrepreneur for almost 5 years now. And one of the things I wish people taught me was how to be an executive. I learned that in business school, but I don't see too many people really talking about what it means to strategically plan for your business. And I'm a firm believer that if you start building the house before you lay the foundation, it just will not last long. And I'm tired of people being taught how to build houses without that foundation. And so I'm pulling together some resources so that you guys could have everything that you need at a super low rate to be able to strategically plan for your business. So of course, I wouldn't be me if I didn't talk to you about doing business God's way. So I'm pulling my class from the bundle we did a few weeks ago. And so you'll have access to that on how to find the flow of doing business God's way. Then last week, I did a live within the society breaking down strategic planning for their business. So I went through step by step a business plan as well as a 5-year plan and what you need to do to be able to plan for your company. And so I'm pulling that class and adding it to this class as well. In addition to that, there's some downloads on there. So I have a business plan template for service-based businesses and a business plan template for product-based businesses, and a template that you can use to start planning the 5-year goals and the 5-year plan for your company. So I'm pulling all of those things together because I want you to go into 2022 with more than a vision board. I want you to go with a concrete plan for whatever it is that God is calling you to build and a concrete plan on how to do it His way. So I pulled those things together. It's available for you now. I have the link in the show notes. So you just click it on it. It'll take you straight there. I'm doing it at a very low rate. So it's only $49 for this course. I have it set at a certain inventory. So once it's gone, it's gone. But I wanted to bring these things that I've presented in different places into one place at a low rate so you can take advantage of it. Again, the class is all about strategic business planning for new entrepreneurs, and you can just click the link in the description to get access to it for a limited quantity. So again, once it's gone, and then the next time I decide to put something together, we'll see what happens there. So take advantage of this ASAP so that you can plan for a successful new year and years beyond for your business. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the CEO of Anchored Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So today's video is a little funny. I'm going to be telling you guys about why I became a Segan. Okay, so check this out. I didn't know that a Segan was a thing.
But pretty much I started a new diet to where I'm eating more plant-based. So I don't eat dairy, no meat, but I will eat seafood. And so I was calling it like a pesca vegan at first, because I can't say pescatarian because they eat cheese and dairy. I can't say vegan because I eat seafood and it's more about diet than like the environment. Don't kill me, y'all, but it's more so about diet stuff. So I was Googling pesca vegan and I came across the term seagan, and I just feel like that's easier to say. It's more simple, it's more clear. Shout out to Amy Kramer and Lisa McComsey who came up with the term. I was just Googling what in the world I'm doing when it comes to this diet, and they coined the phrase. But here's how it came about. So y'all know I've been on like this weight loss journey. I'm trying to get a considerable amount of weight off, just not really happy with my body and things like that right now, especially being on camera. And I'm just being real, being on camera, like I don't like the way I look in a lot of things. And this isn't for y'all to like, you know, it's not one of the things where I'm soliciting compliments or anything like that, but it's just real. And sometimes I don't want to record, or I don't want to take pictures and things of that nature because I don't look a certain type of way, or the way I'm used to looking, because this size that I'm in now is definitely not the way I've been for a long time. But I mean, the space that I'm in right now is real. A lot of women, we find ourselves in a place where we're not happy with the way that we look. And we're in a society where aesthetics and looking a certain type of way and looking the same way is something that's pushed heavily. So I just wanted to be vocal about being in a different place where I'm not happy about, you know, my size at this time, and just working to fix it. That's all I could do, is love myself the way that I am while I work to fix it. And so just on that same vein, I've just been trying to figure out my body, because I never had to lose weight before, if that makes sense. So most of my life I would dance and be pretty active. So I couldn't eat enough to keep up with the calories that I was burning through like practice and performances and things like that. And so it wasn't until more recently that this has been something I have to actively do. So I'm just learning my body and seeing what works and what doesn't work and things of that nature. What I really didn't like was how I was feeling. And I would feel sluggish all the time. And it would be like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and I would feel like ready to go to bed. And just, I wasn't feeling great. And I kept having a lot of sinus headaches, and my allergies would trigger the sinus, and I'd be stuck with a sinus headache. And it was just a lot happening, and I wasn't feeling my best. And so it just, I went from just focusing on like, you know, getting to the size I want to get to, and was like, I don't like how I feel. How can I at least feel good while I work to fix the outside? And so I was praying one morning and I was like, God, I've been feeling like trash lately. Like, what's going on? And he started to uncover things in my diet. He told me to cut out dairy, to stop eating meat. And and more specifically, he told me to stop eating chicken, red meat. And I think that's it. Chicken, red meat. Yeah. So chicken, beef, red meat. And he said turkey was okay. And seafood was okay. So I was like, okay, but cheese though. I love cheese, but I was like, okay. And literally that same day I said, I'm not eating dairy anymore. And I told my husband, he was like, okay, cool. BJ is so funny, because I could say I'm about to go jump off the cliff, and he would be like, why are you doing that? But then he'll be like, okay, cool. If it was proven that like the cliff I could jump off and be safe and happy, he'll be like, okay, cool. So that same day I cut out dairy. That was a few weeks ago, maybe like 3 weeks ago. And I still technically, based off of like praying about how I felt, I could still technically eat like turkey and stuff like that, but I just choose not to. And so it's been a few weeks on that diet, and the most noticeable change has been I haven't had a sinus headache in the last 3 weeks, which is crazy, because I was getting them joints like every other day. It was stressing me out, and I had put eucalyptus in my shower, and that helped like break stuff down, and like it just made the shower experience good, and any mucus I had, it would get it out. But like my headaches were serious, and I was going through different medicines like Tylenol or like sinus headache medicine and all that, trying to get rid of them headaches, and it wasn't working.
This episode is brought to you by EveryPlate. I'm telling you guys in this bonus episode how I've switched up my diet, and one of the things that's made it easier is using things like EveryPlate, which is a meal kit delivery service that delivers right to your door the ingredients to make gourmet meals for a much lower price than any of the other meal kits. EveryPlate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from grocery store ingredients. And while meal planning can feel like one more item on an endless to-do list, especially when you have a diet change like me, EveryPlate actually provides those easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-proportioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time really just eating the good food with your family and your friends and your loved one. You choose between 17 recipes that change every single week, and you can swap proteins, veggies, and sides to your liking. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes, so super quick and definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store or starting a meal from scratch. I love EveryPlate because it has just made life easy for me. I don't have to think about what's for dinner. I don't have to plan it in advance. I don't have to deal with folks in the grocery store. It's right at my door, and I'm able to follow these simple instructions, get it done quick, and it's good. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED179. That's up to $104 worth of value. Again, get started with EveryPlate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED179.
After cutting out dairy, 3 weeks, no headache. I was like, oh, okay. Then the most noticeable thing, though, was my energy. I've always been like a sleepy person. So I've always been a person that's going to go to bed. Even when I was in college, like, we can go to the club, but I'm going to take a nap first. That's just always been me. Then becoming a mom and, you know, running my business and all of that, I thought I was so tired just because of everything I had to do. I just didn't realize how much food was taking a toll on my energy levels. Literally now, after being a few weeks off of dairy and meat, I'm tired in a sense where it's like I'm ready to wind down. Like, I'm tired of thinking and doing and all of that. I'm ready to chill. But it'd be taking me a minute to fall asleep because I have energy all day. And so once I implement like my sleep routine, get in bed, drink my chamomile tea, and wind down, I sleep really good throughout the night. But I wake up a lot earlier. I don't wake up a lot easier. I don't wake up sluggish anymore. So when that alarm go off at 5 a.m., I hop up and it's no problem. Before, I would hit snooze a lot of times and might not even get up at all, but I get up a lot easier. So my quality of sleep is a lot better. I have energy throughout the day. So I'm drinking coffee mostly because I want to, not necessarily because I need to. I was at the point where I was drinking 2 coffees a day, like the morning one when I first wake up, and then an afternoon coffee to get me through the rest of the day. I don't even need the afternoon coffee. I drink the one in the morning because I just enjoy it. But I have a lot more energy throughout the day. My mood has improved a lot. Like, I'm not as just tense and irritable and things like that like I was at one point. My mood is a lot better and I like it. I'm not even going to hold you. I actually like it. I tried to go vegan before and I lasted 2 days. Like, I don't even think I lasted 2 days. I tried a couple things and was like, ain't no way I could do this. But one thing I did to keep up or to start the lifestyle was I was already using a meal kit delivery service. So I switched it over to a different one who offers more vegan options and more organic food, because the food babe that I told you about got me all into what's in food. So if it's not organic, I'm not eating it. So they have only organic food and they have more vegan options. So I switched over to them. And now, like, the meals are super easy to make and they be good. And it's another girl I started following on YouTube and watching her videos. She makes a lot of vegan dishes and I've been trying her meals. They have been super quick, super good, not even like expensive or anything like that. So I've really been enjoying trying different things. I remember one morning I didn't know what I could eat. So I'm like, okay, I want like some pancakes or something. So I like to cook. So I'm a pretty good cook. I'm like, I'm about to wing it. So I made these vegan chocolate chip pancakes. Just going through my pantry, I had some non-dairy chocolate chips. Definitely didn't know there was no dairy in it when I bought it, but I'm glad I did because I could use them still. So I bought some non-dairy chocolate chips. I had flour, a little sugar and baking powder and stuff like that. So I put all of that together with the like a little vanilla extract and the chocolate chips and all of that. It was really good. I had some almond milk. Them pancakes were very good and fluffy. So I've been having really a good time learning how to cook for this new diet, and I really enjoy how I feel. I remember on Thanksgiving, because who decides to go vegan before Thanksgiving? Me. So before Thanksgiving or during Thanksgiving, I stayed away from the meat, but I ate like sweet potatoes and I think, what else I eat? Stuffing. And both of those, my grandmother uses like chicken stock for the stuffing, and she uses dairy products in the sweet potatoes. So I ate those. Man, my stomach was not happy with me after that. Like I felt the clear difference of I had something that my body don't like, never again. And so just seeing the changes of how I feel has been amazing. I'm really enjoying trying new foods. BJ isn't vegan, but he eats most things anyway. So when I cook something, I let him try it, and he's liked everything that I made so far. So I'm really enjoying this, y'all. And hopefully it takes some pounds off. We're going to see. The jury's still out on that. Hopefully it contributes to my weight loss goal too. But as far as just how I feel, I've really been enjoying this diet. So I'll keep y'all posted. Let me know in the comments if you want to see different things I've started to do to make the transition. Because I know some people, they, instead of going cold turkey, they transition more so into a plant-based diet. I kind of went head first into it, to be honest with you. I ain't really need to baby step it. I just jumped into the deep end and said, I'll figure it out. And it's worked so far for me. But let me know in the comments if you guys wanted to see some of the alternatives that I started eating that I enjoy and all that good stuff. Go to TatumTamia.com/wellness to see the supplements and stuff that I take. I definitely these days have taken more of a multivitamin to make sure I'm getting the vitamin and minerals that I need. We have a really great podcast sponsor who's a vitamin company. So I take their vitamins. So yeah, you can go to my website, TatumTamia.com/wellness to see any other supplements that I'm taking right now. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and you hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.